Looking for low-stress ways to create a healthier, non-toxic environment in your home? The Green Divas make it fun and easy with useful information for making a beautiful and eco-friendly Green Diva home. On again with my very favorite Green Diva, Ali Hoffman. Talking, you know, we're talking garden and related garden stuff, and I've got chicken envy. Let me just put that out there. She got chickens. I saw pictures because they were after I was there visiting, and love the chickens. So, Ali, talk to us a bit about getting started with chickens.
Oh, we are just loving our chickens. We've been wanting them for several years, and I know we're not early adopters. We're further down that curve, you know, with the early majority of people that have chickens. So I'm just a novice, and there are a lot of people that know a lot more about chickens than I do, but I love how they blend so beautifully with gardening. We got our chickens, our village approved people to have chickens. We're allowed to have up to 6 hens on our property. And so we got our chickens when we came back from a trip in May. We got 6 chicks. There actually were pullets, which means that they were hens.
Okay.
We got 5. We got 2 Brahmas, 2 Leghorns. They're small ones, and 1 Silky.
Like Foghorn Leghorn? Really? There's such a thing?
No, they're brown. They're they're dark Leghorns, and they're smaller. They don't look like.
Do you have any of the chickens with like the feathery legs, the pantaloons?
Yeah, the Brahmas have feathered legs, and so does the Silky.
They're so cute.
And the Silky looks like a fuzzball. They're Japanese, and they are bred to look like they have fur instead of feathers.
Oh, interesting.
So they're fuzzy, and you can't see their faces because they're all covered with feathers.
They have the headset there, yeah, the little fuzzy hat, yeah.
Yeah, so I got that one because my husband likes white animals with dark eyes.
Aw.
So we have 5 hens, and we got them when they were about 6 weeks old, so we did not have to brood them, you know, with a heater and all that.
Yeah.
But they did have to have a coop, and we had a fenced-in garden, and we built a coop and put it out there for them. And then my husband built a roof on that garden, so they don't get rained on, and there's still plenty of sun that gets in that area.
Yeah.
So they go into their coop. So they're in the fenced area, which is pretty big, and then they go into their coop at night. So that works out really well. But they're so much fun. It's amazing how they knew how to eat bugs immediately. They come in the garden with me and help me garden.
Aww. So you let them out of the fenced area?
I let them out, but only if I'm with them because we have a lot of hawks in the area.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of the hawks. We have an owl that lives in some spruce trees. And so that's why we thought a roof was important. And then also, and we have raccoons, but we also, you know, the fence is important for the raccoons and the coyotes. And
yes.
There's some fox around here.
And what about your own, what about your own dogs? Do you think
the dogs, well, they're outside of the area where the dogs electric fence is.
Okay.
But my oldest dog is not on the electric fence, and she will come out. We'll go out. We'll let him out in the grass, and we'll sit out there with a cocktail and talk to the chickens. And she'll sit right in the middle of them, and they don't bother her, and she doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
They'll actually walk up to her, and she'll be interested in them. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
They love to eat grass. They love dandelions. They eat a lot of vegetables that are just over that we probably wouldn't eat. And their favorite food so far, next to dried mealworms, is grapes.
Oh, interesting.
So I've taught them to eat out of my hand with grapes. So,
aw, I can't wait to come meet them.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I'm really surprised at how easy they are and how much fun they are. We took a class from an expert in the area, and our feed guy is the guy that where we got the chickens, and he is also very helpful. If he teaches some classes, and then if you have any problems, you can, you know, bring him over there, or he'll come and look and help you with them. So he's a poultry guy. He's got ribbons for some of his rare geese that he raises.
Wow. See, I would think that one of the hardest things would be to create the coop and the safe area for them.
It is. Shelter's really important, and we're going to take a class in winter keeping because we just want to make sure we're doing things the right way. So, you know, I know you're going to have to keep the water from freezing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what to do if they do lay eggs in the winter. How do you keep those from freezing? And
are you getting eggs?
Questions. We haven't gotten any yet, and they're about 20 weeks old, and they should start any time in the next week or two or four. But we didn't really get them for the eggs. I'm sure they'll be delicious and wonderful, but we got them for the, you know, just for the joy and the fun. And and we're not wasting anything anymore. I mean, any leftovers we have, they're either going into the chickens or they're going into compost or they're going into the recycling. So
yeah, I love it.
We just don't have, I mean, we need to start calculating, but the chickens have helped with that too. So.
Well, and that you could get goats to also.
Yeah.
Is that your next adventure?
My husband wants to get some miniature goats, but we're not sure the village is going to. I mean, it usually takes them a long time to approve stuff. So.
Well, you'll keep us posted on the goat, but I'm excited to learn about the chicken thing with you as you go along and get through your first winter, and hopefully I'll get to see them. And all right, well, this sounds kind of neat. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to share with you.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
Find out more about this Green Divas at Home segment and lots of other great low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. That's THE, greendivas.com.